I do this often, and I now that I'm sober am trying really to catch myself is to finish something to about 90%, 89% done, and then stop and not do the last 11%. Like, not do it at all. And leave it on my to-do list for a really long time. And I've been thinking about this, and I think that there's a couple of reasons. One of them is we're used to having open loops. This is some kind of neurocognitive wording for an open loop is something that needs to be done, and so we keep it in our head, in our perpetual to-do list. An open loop as opposed to a closed loop. A closed loop has a beginning, middle, and an end. And we are, as drinkers, used to having a lot of open loops. We have a lot of balls that we're juggling, a lot of things we're trying to do at the same time. There's a certain amount of deception going on that we are used to maintaining. We're used to maintaining a less than adequate amount of energy. We're used to getting done 80% of what we could get done. And so, to some extent, we're comfortable, unfortunately, with things not being finished, or things being finished in a kind of half-assed way. And what I realize now is that even though I'm sober, and I've been sober for a little bit of time, that I begin things and finish them also. But I still find myself beginning things and finishing them only to 89% and then stopping. And then maybe I do the other 11% later in the week or the next week. But I walk away from stuff when one would argue it's really close to being done. Part of it is because we're used to the chaos. We are used to a certain level of disruption and open loops. And it takes time to identify that we're doing it. It's not even on purpose. We're not doing it on purpose. We're doing it unconsciously. So then once you're aware that you're doing it, what do you do?